This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange and Seller Financing, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Seller Financing, where the seller of a property carries back a note, letting the buyer pay over time rather than all at once, is a common and useful tool. But it creates a specific complication in a 1031 exchange. The note the seller receives is not like-kind real property, it's a debt instrument, which counts as non-like-kind property received in the exchange, boot. Without careful structuring, the note's value becomes taxable boot, undercutting the deferral on that portion of the proceeds. The good news is that there are ways to handle a seller-carried note within an exchange, including bringing the note into the exchange or buying it out, so it doesn't create unintended boot. This guide explains when and why sellers carry notes, how the note creates boot, the options for including it in the exchange, and how to structure around the problem with your qualified intermediary. Seller financing arises when the seller of the property agrees to accept payment over time rather than all cash at closing, effectively lending the buyer part of the purchase price secured by the property. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.